97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, as I just mentioned. And I'm not drunk yet. Not yet. Google Play, iTunes. Find them on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to do drink a little beer in the studio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, Danny.
Hi.
Cheers.
This is a beer from a local, very local brewery in Windsor called St. Florian's.
Yep.
Basically, the St. Florian's is the patron saint of firefighters. But they are local. They've been around for a lot of years. They put out a lot of beers. We did one on our podcast a while back that mm-hmm. I was a big fan of. This is the California Common Lager.
Got it.
California Common beer it's a historical beer that goes back to the 1800s in the United States. Essentially, it's a steam beer similar to Anchor Steam, where you would use you use your atmosphere to cool the beer. So when you cool down to lager the beer during the fermentation process, there was no refrigeration. They'd have to use ice, that's why San Francisco was known in the Anchor Steam story, is that as the beer is fermenting in the cool ships, the steam coming from it was, from the cold air, the fog, and the beer was warm, it looked like steam coming up, or looked like smoke coming up. Huh. So
I did not know that.
A little bit of history there.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a pretty, the common, it's usually meant to be very malt forward, not very hoppy, low in alcohol, almost like a table beer from Germany, just a little bit higher ABV. If you go through the AA, TMF, the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish, you can go, the appearance on this thing is, it's got a real, a light brown in color.
Bronze.
Bronze is a good statement, Brad. Thank you. And the head you get on this is, it's also dark as well. So, this is a part of the malt characteristic. Really, really strong cereal. Yeah. The cereal grain smell, the malt is prevalent in the nose. So this is something, back when we first started these, Danny, you were definitely not a hop guy. This is definitely a beer I'd recommend, right? This is something that's, it's not quite it's not anything really light or, terribly light lager.
No, but
it's a craft lager. Exactly. Not bitter. It's a craft lager. It has a little more of a punch coming in at 6%. So it makes it a little more palatable. The mouthfeel on this taste rather, something's not quite balanced. It's a little bumpy. I'll put it that way.
There's a malt backbone here that I want to last longer. The carbonation level feels good to high maybe for this. And I want it to finish drier. The way it smells to the way it hits your tongue is good. The way it finishes, it's like a check swing, really.
Well, right? I would say
mechanically it feels good, and then it gets to a certain point where it doesn't finish the way I want.
Right. I think to me it finishes a little muddled.
Yeah.
It's not quite crisp and clean like I thought it would be. Typically with a lager, you expect a clean finishing gear.
Especially considering the carbonation level in this. Carbonation level of this, I think, is good.
Oh, it's spot on.
Yeah.
It's really, really where it should be.
Yeah.
And the finish, I get left over with a little bit of a grassy straw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can't pick that up, but it's something on the end, which isn't offensive in any stretch of the means.
No, no.
But it's not what I would expect from a beer like this.
I want there to be more of like a caramel malt. Or like something like a little either sweeter or more bitter in the finish of this.
Yeah.
I think it could be a little more bitter than what it, this is coming from the guy that hates
it. Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, right. Here.
Now I'm like, wait a minute, not bitter enough, guys.
Yeah. Where's my 90 IBUs, Danny?
Yeah.
I also would like to see, I could see this being a backbone for a series of beers. If they were to do any sort of, flavor variations, whether it's a citrus or adding a different hop quality to it. I think would really change it up a little bit, but it's good. I think it's a good beer. It's good, not great, but.
So here's something that I will say. I've had this on draft versus in this bottle.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same beer as I had on draft.
Oh, really?
I think on draft it is
crisper.
It is crisper. It's better. Yep. We've carried it in the restaurants. I really enjoyed it.
You know what that tells me? We need to get a kegerator in here.
Can we make that happen?
I'll to be determined, I'll swing by their tap room in Windsor and taste it on tap. And if my opinion changes, I'll tweet it out.
All right, good. Yeah. Maybe talk about it on your podcast. What is that again?
That's Sports Meets Beer. You can find that on Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts.
All that good stuff.
You name it.
You betcha. All right. So you're not going to give a thumb?
I'm sorry. I'm going to give one thumb up.
All right. Whoa.
Instead of two thumbs up. All right. Give a one thumb up. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I'm there. I'm doing the same thing.
Get a thumb up. I'll give a thumb up as well. St. Florian's, California Common. You can check out this and other reviews online at 977theriver.com. And I don't know if you've heard, but there's a podcast. It's called Sports Meets Beer. It's on Google Play and iTunes. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter as well. Sports Meets Beer. Brett and Ben, thanks for being in.
Thanks, Danny.
Cheers.